Hey guys, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Hey, as we get started today, I just wanted to ask if you don't mind to join me in praying for the Sugar Hill Church mission team that is heading to Kenya this week. Our church partners with a church called the Nilinda Baptist Church on the west side of Kenya in a town called Kisumu. And every single year, our church helps reach over 80 families with the gospel, with food help, with counseling, and with medication from HIV or AIDS. And over the last 3 or 4 years, we've literally helped hundreds of families and many of them come into Christ. So if you don't mind, join us in praying for the work that God is doing this week in Nilinda Baptist. As our team gets ready to go, one of the things that we are really part of is helping bring hope to people. Everybody needs hope. I read recently about the end of World War II. There was a submarine that came back to dock in Newport News, Virginia, and as it came into port, something went horribly wrong, and that sub began to sink. So the Coast Guard sent divers in immediately, and they swam out to where the sub was. They're trying to figure out what was wrong with it. And there's somebody inside the submarine that had a great idea where they took a hammer and they beat it against the hull of that submarine, and they were using Morse code. And in Morse code, they asked this one simple question: is there hope? Is there hope? I think that question is the question that a lot of people ask: is life worth living? Is there hope? Man, I realize every day people are asking that in different ways. Sometimes it's when they're sitting in a doctor's office and they're waiting on the test results. Is there any hope? Am I going to be able to live? Sometimes it's when a couple who's put months and months into counseling and yet they get nowhere. Or sometimes it's when you're meeting with a tax person and you're trying to figure out how are we going to walk through this without bankruptcy. Or sometimes it's when a family's missing a child, they're asking the question, is there any hope? Is there any way this is going to turn out? I've heard somebody say it this way: you can go 40 days without food, 3 days without water, you can go 8 minutes without air, but you can't go a single second without hope. Hope is essential to life. Whenever hope is gone, life is over. And in our culture, hope is hard to come by. And because hope is so hard to find, a lot of people settle for false hope. They buy into a scam, they buy into some trick, they buy into the latest, greatest thing, but in the end, they end up disappointed. Nothing disappoints worse than false hope. So today, the question is, where do we turn for hope? The Bible gives us a clear answer in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Here's what Paul says in Romans 15. He says, may God, the source of hope, fill you with joy and peace through your faith in him. Then you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. He says, may God, the source of hope. Today, remember, God is the only source of hope that will never disappoint. When we put our faith in him, he provides joy, he provides peace, he provides hope that overflows. We need that kind of hope. Right at the end of the book of Ezekiel, he says, I am Jehovah Shema, which in Hebrew means I am the God who is always there. God is always there. He's in your past. He's in your present. He's in your future. He's in the good times. He's in the tough times. He is always there. And wherever he is, there is hope. You're not alone today. There is hope. Find it in him. Hope you have a great, great day today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. And again, if you could take a few moments and pray for Nilinda Baptist Church and pray for our Sugar Hill Church mission team that's in Kenya, that would be just a blessing to us. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.